Welcome to the Advances in Nutrition podcast. Today we are speaking with Dr. Charles Halstead from the University of California, Davis, about the review, Vitamin-Dependent Methionine Metabolism in Alcoholic Liver Disease, published in the September 2011 issue of Advances in Nutrition. This review reports that alcoholic liver disease is among the top 10 causes of death in the U.S. Has this incident of this condition changed over the past decades?
Probably not, but I think the incidence of alcohol consumption, especially among people under 25, has increased dramatically.
What about vitamin B deficiencies, which appear to be involved in complications with this disease? Are deficiencies in these vitamins a cause or a result of this condition?
The answer to that is both. And I think as I go into this article, I am showing the relationship of folate and vitamin B6 deficiency, the probable relationship in the development of experimental alcoholic liver disease. So the answer is, and this is an interesting question because for a long time, concepts have gone back and forth as to what causes alcoholic liver disease. Is it malnutrition or is it alcohol itself? And there was a school of thought that thought it was due to, this was back in the 40s and 50s, that it was due to protein malnutrition, which is common in derelict alcoholics. But many people then showed, or Dr. Charles Lieber particularly, Mount Sinai in New York, the Bronx VA in New York, that he could feed experimental animals, in his case baboons, alcohol with a perfectly nutritious diet and could induce alcoholic liver disease. So that was sort of the thinking for maybe the next 30 or 40 years, that this is all caused by excess alcohol, which is true that excess alcohol is a major component, but I think some of the work that I've been doing would suggest that the deficiencies that are common in alcoholics, particularly folate and vitamin B6, may play a role in the development of alcoholic liver disease.
What about chronic inflammation? What role does that play?
Well, chronic inflammation in the liver is part of the process of development of alcoholic liver disease. And the disease itself goes through several stages. The first is accumulation of fat in the liver, which we call alcoholic fatty liver. And this is extremely common and can occur even in healthy individuals who drink excessively over a weekend. And this was shown experimentally again by Dr. Lieber with biopsies that were taken before and after a weekend of drinking among medical students, in fact. But then the next stage is the development of inflammation in the liver and death of cells in the liver. And we call that alcoholic steatohepatitis, steato meaning fat and the hepatitis meaning inflammation. And that is caused by a number of reactions that occur in several cell types in the liver in response to alcohol consumption. And then the final stage is cirrhosis, or development of fibrosis and then cirrhosis, which is a more permanent phase. And that's less common. We're probably talking about if 10% get chronic liver disease, what I'm really talking about then is another 10 to 30% of those who end up getting cirrhosis of the liver at the end stage. So the three different stages, and inflammation is definitely a major part of it.
So your paper talks about how genes appear to be regulated differently in people with this liver disease. What about a person's genetic makeup? Does that influence their susceptibility?
That is a major question.
Mm-hmm.
And it's lots of research is being done. It's certainly the case that, and well recognized, that liver disease is more common in certain ethnic groups than others, which suggests that there is a genetic issue. And there, you know, there are probably 100 different genes that could be affected that are involved in the accumulation of fat in the liver and involved in the pathway for inflammation, as well as genes that are involved in the metabolism of alcohol. And in fact, in my paper, I talk about changes in methionine metabolism, and that involves maybe 10 different genes that could also be influenced genetically. Though, to my knowledge, no one has really defined a specific gene in those pathways.
Are there any other exciting findings in the area of alcoholic liver disease that people should know about?
Actually, I just returned from an international conference in Vienna, the European Society for Biological Research in Alcoholism, and
mm-hmm.
I heard a number of review papers. And one of the conclusions is that we know a lot about the development of alcoholic liver disease and how it relates to excessive alcoholism, but we don't really know much about the most effective treatments other than abstinence.
Mm-hmm.
And my review paper does go into this a little bit when we talk about the use of S-adenosylmethionine in its treatment, which has very mixed results in the literature.
Are there any other points you'd like to make about the need for future research in this area?
Sure. I mean, I think the genetic issue is a major one, and research on how you on prevention, research on different forms of treatment, because it is a very devastating disease, and I guess all the underlying. The underlying issue is chronic alcoholism. What contributes to that, other than the excessive use? Are there specific genes for addiction? And that's another area of active research that
mm-hmm.
continues to go on. So I think the main would probably be two major areas. One is how to prevent it, how to prevent chronic alcohol addiction, how to prevent alcoholic liver disease, and the other being most more effective ways to treat it once it occurs. What I'd like people to remember is that this is a new area that could lead to more knowledge on treatment, effective prevention and treatment, and the whole area of gene regulation is a relatively new concept in terms of regulation by external factors, in this case alcohol and perhaps other genes that are involved in the methionine pathway. So that's one of the areas that I wanted to bring forth in the paper, as opposed to the classical understandings
mm-hmm.
of different signaling pathways in the liver.